That was Nacho Bitch this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
This is Patrick!
Podcasting live from the recent past, high above the Reno arches, the McDonald's arches, and the arches of all those people doing yoga. I'm your host, Starfish. I'm joined by Dogwater Dick in the back, new intern named Stoat, Dr. G fucked off like he always does. And tonight, we are joined by the lovely and married Nacho Bitch.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Aw, dude, for your first one ever, that was not that bad.
Cool. I'm glad we did it.
Yep, you're de-virginized. We know you tried to do it before, but you really did it tonight.
Yeah, it just took... Yeah, I fucked it up a couple weeks ago, and then I went home and I thought about it, and I've thought about nothing else since.
In the shower, every shower.
Yeah, speaking just of...
A little advice.
Yes.
Start with podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios.
In the Dogwater Studios, got it. Can't step on... Dogwater Dick.
The first lines are...
Or is Dogwater Dick.
When it saves you, because that's like, it's always the beginning. Podcasting live from the recent past.
Yeah.
I always loved that. Live from the recent past.
Yeah. In the Dogwater Studios, high above all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And the neon lights of the LBC.
Not so bitch.
The BLC, sorry.
So
not Long Beach.
I thought of this question earlier. Mickey, you are...
Mikey.
Sorry, excuse me.
I'm Nikki.
Nikki.
Nikki and Mike.
Mikey, sorry, excuse me. Does Nick practice the podcast intros in the shower?
No.
Bummer.
But at one time, Nick, did you...
Back in the day at the old house, I used to come into the garage, do my business, drinking a beer and smoking a bowl and fucking writing it down. And then I'd say it over and over, you know, and I was always nervous, and it was hard back then. But.
And we used to listen to a radio show back in the 90s that they regularly did a feature where they would attempt to DJ talk up records, which is where they would play any record that they knew the song, any song, and then they would talk up the record like a DJ, you know, like this 105 or like, and you know, they would say all this stuff and mention a couple things and have to end right before the first vocal.
It'd be
that was called hitting the post.
It'd be like, Worst Little Podcast on this week's Worst Little Hello. Like you go right up to the first words.
And that the whole point was that the DJ was allowed to talk as much as he wanted to, as long as he didn't step on the vocal. And so they called that hitting the post, and you hit a post. It wasn't the post, but it was close enough. You did a good job.
Yes.
I think I smacked right into the post today.
Yeah, I'm going to give you 3.5 out of 5.
Perfect.
That's good for
the first time.
I'm going to get those numbers up.
We didn't edit it. That really was your first one that we just heard on the show. That's amazing.
You guys will see. I'm going to get those numbers up.
Yeah, next time my band's on, you're
coming for your fucking job.
I love to hear that.
And Cadillac Kim is not with us tonight, and this is something that strikes fear in her heart. Like, if we even suggest she might try to do it, she will run right out of the house.
I think we should all do it at the same time.
Oh, that would be great. And, like, turn off all of our mics in each other's ears so that we can't hear each other doing it.
Do it when Rory's here, so.
Oh, God.
We can really, really battle it out.
He will win.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's done it more than any of us, and he's the loudest.
Absolutely the loudest. domineering conversationalist.
Right. But, Mikey, I hear you have a band with your husband.
Yes. It is called Nacho Bitch. Bitch. Just kidding. We like to curse a lot. Like when we get out of the, when Pauline has a babysitter, mm-hmm. we'll just like power
you just
cuss
let, you just
for
let
like
it all out.
A
yeah.
bit. We'll forget and just be like, whoa, easy.
I feel like if I ever, I'm not going to be able to turn it off. That kid's just going to have a potty mouth.
Yeah.
It's hard.
There's some words I'm afraid Pauline's just, I mean, our band's called Nacho Bitch, dude. She's just going to pick it up.
She's going to be like, my parents are in a band. And they're like, oh, there's cool. No, what's your band called?
There's no stopping it now.
What's like, their band called?
Trifling Bitches had to change their name on Facebook to Trifling Birches just because Facebook wouldn't let them put bitches in the name.
Mm.
So you might have to be Birch.
Well, no, we're gonna do Biatch.
Oh, okay, good.
If we have to, but I don't want to change it ever.
No.
So how did Nacho Bitch come into existence?
Just like a bunch of drawings of nachos and fantasies of like what a band name should be, and just lots of markers and coloring and writing every night, trying to write songs again and stuff. So just kind of like a writing and drawing exercise. And I just could not get away from the nachos. And it just kind of became a thing. And then I ordered the merch way too soon.
Yeah. That's the first band I've been in where we already have merch and we haven't played a show. This is our debut on the Worst Little Podcast.
I made Dogwater Studios magnets like years before I did anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was like going to be a thing before.
It's kind of like manifesting. You just, know.
Yeah. You're like, I'm doing this. So
now it's real. We got the magnets.
It's happening.
Yeah. Some of those are on the fridge downstairs, the original Dogwater Studios magnets.
We'll have an extra one, another magnet for you. We have Nacho Bitch magnets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we all get one? Now, did you guys bring the nacho cheese heater upper thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a power move.
I tried it a little bit before I came up here and it was still cold.
Okay, you got to pump it. Pump it.
So when you pump it, it gets hot?
You got to just get the cold cheese out of the way and get the hot cheese moving.
The first cheese is cold and then the hot cheese comes up from below.
There you
go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, unless you've had it running for a while.
So you're going to toss a couple pumps, and then you get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like the first pancake goes to the dog.
Right. Okay. You're just going to – the dog gets some nachos, too.
Except for my house. I'm the dog.
Patrick just wants to eat out of the nacho maker.
I get the first fucking pancake. Fuck you.
First waffle too. Yeah,
first of everything.
Because I always be like, how do you clean this waffle maker? They're like, you don't. The first waffle goes to the dog. And that gets all the gunk off. It's the gunk waffle. Gunk waffle would be a great band name, you guys.
That's great. I like the gunk waffles.
We have to remember to write that downstairs.
Sounds like a funk outfit.
Wunk goffle and the funk waffles or whatever. Oh, gunk waffle. Wunk goffle and the gunk waffles.
It sounds grosser than it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. They're delicious.
It's not blue waffle.
And Danny Horton was here. No, gross. Danny Horton was here yesterday, and he's trying to think of a name to go with Danny Horton and the... And I got to tell him Gunk Waffles is a good...
Danny Horton and the Who's.
And we tried that. It's not because the Who's already a band.
No, the Who's. Right.
Like,
no, you think I didn't say that? I said that. I was totally like... And he's all, no, we thought of that. And the Who's already a band. But and pluralizing it isn't enough difference. They're just going to be Danny Horton Trio. It's just there's no way around it. There's nothing that's better than that name.
They're a good band.
They should stay a trio even when they get like four or five people.
Exactly, like Two Man Lemon Band. No matter how many people they add, they're still Two Man Lemon Band.
People show up and they're like, what's going on here? And they're like, gotcha.
Gotcha. We hired a cellist.
There's four of you. Well, we're each half a man.
Yes. Oh, good job, Nick. Now that's fractional math. I mean, it's math fractions. Never mind.
So, Mikey was like crazy songwriting last year. Right at January, she just started writing and just didn't stop all year long. And she had a cachet of songs. And she's in another band you guys met last year called Nosebone.
Nosebone.
I wasn't there for that, unfortunately.
Bunch of new songs. You know, Mikey's from The Shames, if you didn't know, a band that was been around for, 15 years or something?
A legendary Reno band, you mean?
Yeah.
Since, 2009 or something with Penny and Cyril and then... us, and then Scott joined us as the drummer later after that. And then Penny and Scott and I were in Eddie and the Subtitles together.
So great.
Then after that, we decided to keep playing, and now we're Nosebone.
fucking rad.
And we have our first Reno show coming up with Nacho Bitch. Well, actually, the first Reno show is coming up on May 8th with Dave Massoud.
For his record release?
For his record release.
Is it like Dave Massoud's solo album?
Yes.
Yeah, it's his second solo album.
Fuck, that's rad.
Three-Quarter Life Crisis. And it's going to be at the Alpine on May 8th.
Yeah, and Sad Giants will be there as well.
Yep, Sad Giants.
Are they also Bitch. Are they also
No,
parents?
Nacho Bitch isn't on that one.
Okay. No.
Actually, Nosebones.
Nosebone is on that one.
Second
okay.
show will be
with Nacho Bitch. Mm-hmm.
With Nacho Bitch. And
yes, we're really excited because
oops.
To hear Dave Massoud's new album and have a really fun night at the Alpine. That's going to be great.
Fucking rad. The Alpine looks so cool from the outside. I'm always just like, that just must be the coolest place inside.
Yeah, I get good pictures inside. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, me neither. I always just drive past it and I'm like, and they're always like cool people on the roof having delicious breakfasts. And I'm just like, why don't I go there?
I'm playing there Saturday with One Ton Dooley. I'll be drumming with them. And then Grime Dog and the Snares, who are on tour, are going to be playing at Alpine this Saturday.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Come
okay.
say hi to me, you guys, out there. And
I'll go to the Alpine with you, Rick. I'll go get breakfast.
I really want to go. I would love that.
Let's go get breakfast.
Okay. Oh, my God. That would be fucking sweet. I also want to see Nick's bands. And
yeah, well, we're playing at night.
What if we saw them and we rocked out and we saw the show and it was great. And then you and me, we find a place to hide in the Alpine.
Yes.
And we spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then
don't make a sound.
Don't make a sound. And then we wake up and eat breakfast.
Yes.
At the Alpine.
Yes. That's perfect.
Oh, they have food there?
I think so. Because I drive past it in the morning and there's always like a bunch of people there. And it looks like they're like having breakfast or something.
It'll
there's
be like
on
Night
the roof.
Museum.
Hmm. It like looks really cool. Like, what is this resort breakfast place?
All but the statues.
I'm probably
are
wrong.
Come alive.
They're probably all like dropping LSD or something and it has nothing to do with food. Mm. But there's a lot of people there and it's early in the day that you wouldn't think everybody'd be drunk at a bar.
Well, French can get a little wet.
I can look it up. What's the deal with the Alpine, you guys?
I actually, you know what, Rick? You've been out of the game a while. Like, brunch is like major drinking hours these days.
You're right. You're right. I bet. That makes sense. Well, especially a town like Reno. I mean, we
get all the girlfriends together with bottomless mimosas, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. But, like, to not have any food and drink. It seems busier than that.
When you and me go to Alpine, we'll get bottomless dry mimosas.
What is that? That's the orange juice.
Bottomless dry mimosas.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be orange juice. We'll get as much orange juice as we want. It's gonna be great.
Now, let's see. What is the Alpine?
We'll just be drinking straight mixer. I heard nachos were invented at Dallas Stadium.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, it was invented by, like, a Texas guy who's just like, and we called it a nacho to sell to Dallas Cowboys fans. That's probably not true.
My great-grandfather was named Ignacio, and they called him Nacho.
Oh, cool.
There was a nacho. Well, back in the day, we were Maldonados before we were Ramirez's, before we came to America. So I think his name is Ignacio Maldonado.
That rhymes.
My great-grandpa. Nacho. Nacho Maldonado.
Nacho Bitch.
Nacho Bitch. So this, yeah, indirectly, this is for you, great-grandpa.
We just wanted an excuse to eat nachos more than we were. And we have always wanted a nacho cheese dispenser, you know? Like you always kind of, if you love nachos, you just kind of always want to own that deep in your heart.
Yeah. So
and
is
now
that,
we do.
Sorry, go on, please.
That's all.
Now is that going to be a regular fixture at the Nacho Bitch shows or are we special with the?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah,
that's
we're bringing it to the shows.
You bring it everywhere.
Okay, it's actually, it goes deeper than this because we care a lot about the nacho cheese that we are serving, and we want to get the best nacho cheese that we can for you. So we're trying them all.
Mm-hmm.
We're testing them.
Is that hard work?
It is, because you have to, like, first you have to, they're heavy. They're big nacho cans, and you have to, you know, choose different ones, and then you have to, like, invite friends over because there's so much cheese. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part. Mm-hmm. And then you score each cheese, and then you know mm-hmm. which one is the best.
Okay, what kind of metrics are we scoring the cheese on?
A star system, 4 stars.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but, like, are there different, like...
Well, just
price, consistency, taste.
Just taste.
Just taste.
Okay. Taste alone.
Just taste alone. That's I like that because that's really the only thing that matters. You know yeah. what I mean? Is a taste.
We just yeah. want to get the best cheese. If it's a few dollars more, we don't care.
Yeah, and it's a little spicy. That's great. If it's not spicy, that's cool because you can put it on pretzels, which we've been kind of thinking like, dang,
yeah,
it'd be nice if we had a pretzel right now.
Right.
I mean, you got to get a pretzel maker.
It's the natural evolution.
But the band's called Nacho Bitch. Pretzel Bitch doesn't really work.
It doesn't, but you can still eat a pretzel with the leftover cheese.
You still call it nacho cheese even though it's on a pretzel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's still, right?
Pretzel Bitch is what I would call someone who I don't like who's very flexible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking pretzel ass bitch. Get out of here.
Pretzelvich hangs out with Gunk Waffle. So,
what you guys, a lovely couple they make.
I need to retract what I said. I've just seen the Alpine from the outside. They're open at 8 in the morning, but it doesn't look like there's any indication that they serve food.
I was wondering where you got that from. Yeah,
it just,
what about our breakfast
I don't know why
day?
It looked... you know what it was? Is that I wanted breakfast, and I saw people having fun. And I was just like, they must be having it. Breakfast without
Blue
me.
Blue plus red equals purple.
Yep. So that's what, but everybody who's talking about it, they're like, and there's a great pizza place next door where you can get pizza while you, they said, and there's a great restaurant next door. And I was all, great restaurant. Oh, next door. Fuck. But why, so they just open at 8 and everybody gets drunk. Okay.
The way you made it sound like you drove by and people were like eating their brunch
yes.
on the roof and they were
right.
like throwing it in the
and
air
could,
and like
and I could
singing
see it,
and eating.
And I could see it from my car as I drove. On the street below. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you still want to get breakfast?
No, I'm not. Every day, they're open from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., and they don't serve breakfast. That's sad, you
Man,
guys.
That's early. Why so early? Why?
But what about breakfast? Do you still want to get breakfast?
Yeah, well, I want to go there and try to get breakfast, and then when we can't, we'll go to Big Ed's,
okay,
which is right there, like a block, 2 blocks away or something, right?
Well, I'm glad we didn't go through with that stay in the night thing just to find out they don't serve breakfast.
Oh, that would have sucked. Yeah. And turns out that they're only closed for 6 hours, so we wouldn't even...
We would have been cranky, too.
Exactly, because we wouldn't have got a good night's sleep at all. It'd be like, only 6 hours? Shit.
And that's 6 hours, literally. They still got to... close and clean after they close the doors, and they still got to open before they open the door. So really, that's probably like...
There's only like a solid 4 hours that they don't have to do shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sucks. Okay. Not that I'm... I hope they're paying those Alpine people a good wage.
Would you guys like to hear...
another song?
An intro to the next song by way of... how it came about in a story?
Yes, yes, yes! Yes.
Okay.
Tell us a story.
So this next song is about time travel. And I once wrote a short story about this drug dealer that he works right outside of Roberto's, and he just walks right into the wall, and he goes inside. He goes to another universe and sells his drugs and comes back like almost instantly, like with different clothes on. And people are like, dang, did you see that? Anyways. He looks really old because he's been doing it forever, but he's really, he makes lots of money and has fun every single day.
This song's called Time Travel.
Fuck yeah.
Time travel is hard, and you can't tell anyone, but it's all you want to do. Time travel is real, and I really don't recommend you get so weird.
That is my favorite song so far. That was fucking rad. You know, and I mean, have we not learned enough from Star Trek to know that we shouldn't mess with time travel?
Asenza Salon and Spa, located in East Sparks, proud to be celebrating over 12 years as a local business. Hi, I'm Darcy Delavella, owner and esthetician at Asenza Salon and Spa. Manis, pedis, facials, hair services, nail services, massage, lash extensions, and permanent makeup. We offer great discounts on our products, Image, Dermalogica, Lyra, and Revitalash. We will customize a spa package for any occasion. For more information, please log on to our website at asenzasalonandmedispa.com or call 626-4600. That's 626-4600. We are located at the corner of North Los Altos and Vista Boulevard. Asenza, it's Italian for essence.
And we are back on the Worst Little Podcast with local artist Nacho Bitch. Have you guys ever time traveled?
Yes. Recently when we sprang forward.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And last time I time traveled was almost 20 years ago, because that's what every blackout felt like.
Oh, I had a few of those back in the day, too.
Right? Uh-huh. Like, I'm here, and now I'm somewhere else, and a bunch of stuff happened.
Yeah, and people are looking at you, shaking their heads.
And you have no clothes on.
You know, I don't know why this was
surprising
to me, but I guess it was revelatory and shocking to find out that, like, after I blacked out, I still wanted to drink.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that
like,
didn't...
I thought I was just done after I blacked out, but I found out, like, no, you just keep drinking. You
know? Yeah. And you're like, wow, that's weird that I just forget huge periods of time.
Yeah.
And I was doing stuff, and I don't remember it at all, and people tell me stuff that happened. And then I had friends that we drank the exact same amount over long periods of time, and so we would black out at identical times. And so we would both have no memory from I'd be all, what's the last thing you remember? And he'd be all, when we got the amyl nitrate out of the closet, I was all, that's the last thing I remember too. It's so weird. And then
that's so weird.
So yeah, you gotta watch out for that, you guys.
Amyl nitrate while you're blacked out.
Yeah, if you're really drunk, your brain is like, okay, we can barely handle this. And then you pull out the amyl nitrate and your brain is like, we're out.
What is amyl nitrate?
It's the amyl nitrate and butyl nitrate. They used to sell it like, and they call it like Rush. But it's like
VCR?
VCR head cleaner, exactly.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
they would
yeah,
like
yeah.
sell at sex shops and stuff. And I guess people use it for, I've seen it in gay documentaries. But
no, I've tried that before.
Yeah. I've never
gay documentaries.
I don't know about the sex. But as a non-sex thing, it's also fun to just do with your friends if you want to fry your brain and ruin your future.
Yeah. So. Don't do drugs, kids.
No. Yeah, no, and every time we'd be like, that was horrible. Why did we do that? And we'd throw it up in the closet where we couldn't get to it. Because we'd be like, that stuff is stupid. And then we'd get just
drunk and just start it out of the fucking closet.
Get the step ladder. The amyl nitrate's up in the closet.
No, it's seriously, it just feels like you huffed fucking glue. You know what I mean?
Stupid,
like, did I just huff glue?
Well, I first discovered that in high school, which is a bad time to discover that. But we did it in class. It wasn't like a dirty thing.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about amyl nitrate or blackouts or time. I'm talking about
time travel.
Bonafide time travel.
Right. Right.
Where would you guys go? Forward or backwards?
Backwards.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got to change some shit.
Yeah.
What are you going to change?
Fuck, what's going on right now in the world?
Okay.
I can't tell you exactly what I'd do, because...
You're always listening.
the CIA does listen to the show.
And they fucking get me from Mind Thought or some shit. Do.
You know, actually, I'm surprised you brought that up. My psych meds started tasting like Lucky Charms recently, And I'm starting to think that the CIA maybe swapped them out. You know what I mean? Yeah. They didn't always taste like Lucky Charms, but now they do. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. But I'm going to be investigating whether or not the CIA swapped out my psych meds.
You should talk to the pharmacy and see if they switched their maker. You know what I mean?
Does it make you want to take them?
What?
Because they taste like Lucky Charms? I mean, that's good, right?
It's just interesting that it changed. You know what I mean? It makes me feel like they're sugar pills now, you know? And that they're trying to derail me because I'm getting too close to the truth about things like time travel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're on to something.
Yep.
Are we becoming a conspiracy podcast now?
Just today.
Just about my life.
Okay. Just when Patrick's here.
And there's no conspiracy. I'm right about all this shit.
Right. It's not a conspiracy if it's true. No, it's still a conspiracy even if it's true.
It's not a theory, I guess. It's a conspiracy fucking fact that I'm bringing straight to the top. Yes. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack the show.
No, that's good to know that your shit's tasting weird because...
Well, the CIA. Well, I like to remind the CIA that I get plenty to eat and I'm very happy.
Oh.
Every once in a while. You know what I mean? I just like pick up my phone and be like, I love the United States and I've had plenty to eat today.
You know? Hear a little.
Yeah.
Phone. Got you tapped.
I did see a comedy sketch of a guy who like went back in time to kill baby Hitler and then he can't get a job. Because they're like, it says on your resume you killed a baby. And who is Hitler? Who's this baby that you killed? Yeah.
Why do you keep putting that on your resume?
It says you stomped on him.
And when you take away the context by him being dead, it really looks bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, yeah, you never think about that. The day after you kill baby Hitler is not a good day for you. Mm-mm. Because you killed a baby.
But if you were time traveling, hopefully you'd have it all set up so you could just time travel home. And, like, that's just some dude in fucking history way long ago.
The mystery baby stomper disappeared.
Yeah.
But you might get, like you might get tried for murder and put to death.
No, because they give you, like, papers with, like, your mission and a flashy thing.
Oh, and the flashy thing, like, so you can
like Men in Black.
Yeah, right. If scramble you get caught,
stuff.
Yeah, just pull this out, press it. Everybody forgets.
Right.
Kind of like the amyl nitrate.
Yeah.
Right.
Blackout.
And then they get. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like pepper spray, but it's amyl nitrate.
And when you're not on a mission, you can clean all your VCR tape heads with it, which is good. You guys are so much more like thinking about the world than I am. When you first said time travel, I'm like, I want to work in a mine in Virginia City. Isn't that a dumb thing to want to go back in time?
No,
and do?
I think
why would you
want to
do that?
I want that so bad.
The answer we're gonna hear.
I'm like, I would just kill to be able to do that.
What?
I know.
Would a miner be able to afford a horse?
Hell yeah! I made $4 a day.
It's good money.
That was great money back then.
How much are horses back then?
I don't know. I'm sure they're more than $4. You'd have to save up, but you could do it. I'm sure. And I don't drink, so I won't waste all my $4 a day on drinking every night. It's good times, you guys. I want to do that so bad.
You really thought this through.
I want to go down in those holes. They say there's like a big giant hole that was like 75 feet high and 40 feet wide with a honeycomb of like wood. That all the men climbed on, and then they each had a little candle, and they were all working the whole ceiling, which was black, shiny sulfurets of silver all over the whole thing. And when you stood at the bottom with all the candle lights of all the miners working on it, it looked like the night sky, but underground.
And then you realize you're really far underground, then you can't breathe, and you're like, I gotta get out of here.
They pumped air in there with giant steampunk machines, you guys, but they didn't call them steampunk machines then because they were just
bellows.
Yeah. And Cornish pumps. They called them Cornish pumps. Because it was made in Cornwall, I think. I don't know.
I think that's probably the most specific and original answer we're going to get to.
So wait, you'd have a time machine and you'd go back and get a job? What the fuck? Like one of the worst, most terrible jobs ever?
And going down in the mining cage? I want to do that so bad. And all those mines and those holes and those things I'm describing, they're still there. They're still there underground. They're, and we're walking over the tops of them every time we go to Virginia City, and nobody can go down and look at them.
Why not?
Because it's all blocked off. You can't, and they think everybody will die, and it'll cave in on you, and it could cave in at any time. And there's like 150-year-old wood holding all that stuff up.
Did we talk about the town, the mine that's on still on fire in Virginia on the show?
I've heard that before, that like there's a – or it was a coal mine.
Yeah, it was a coal mine. Yeah.
The coal underground has been burning for like
– 50, 60 years or so, and it's not going to stop.
And it's just slowly burning underneath the ground.
And the government like seized the land and tried to get everybody to leave that was living on it. And some people were like, we like the fire. We're not fucking leaving. And so there's still people that are living on top of a coal fire.
Hmm. That's hot.
Could you imagine your job interview, Rick? They'd just be like, well, he kind of talks funny. Because I'm sure that you from the future would talk different.
I could talk 1800s. I've read enough 1800s. I could fit right in, you guys.
Pull it off?
I know what they mean when they say like the 12th instant inst. They would like the 12th inst meant like the 12th of this month. Like I know all their little things that they say. That we don't say anymore because I've read a ton of that bullshit.
Mm.
I think I fit right in, you guys. Do you know they used the F word back then? They totally did.
They did?
Yeah. There's Alf Doughton's journals has like spots where it's in code and he talks like a normal person in code and he talks about having relations with a woman that he's involved with and he uses that word and I was all, whoa, that was being used back then in the same way we use it today. That's weird.
Yeah.
So.
Is it stand for unlawful carnal knowledge?
That's what I thought is what it came from. No, he's using that word just like we use it. But you never hear anybody say that in a regular, like, written or talking or ever.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad word.
Right, no, but we put bad words and stuff all the time. You know,
like
but
this
he,
podcast.
But they did not. They, like, and so there's, like, he, but when he wrote in code, he used that
masks
word.
Masks off, I'm writing code.
Yep.
I can see
this is what I actually talk about.
Fuck, I want.
This is actually what I talk like when I'm talking to my friends.
Yeah. All right, Nick, what would you do with the time?
Yeah, what's yours?
Well, I guess if you could go in the past, it'd be kind of cool to go in the past and have all the knowledge we have now.
Would you make crack?
Oh, no. I would invest in Apple. Uh-huh. I'd go to like Liverpool before the Beatles were famous or something. I don't know if I'd do that because I'd probably go back there and fuck it up and then we wouldn't have Beatles and we'd have only Star Wars or
you'd
something.
You'd accidentally like give John Lennon a cold and he'd die of like future cold.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm bound to fuck something up. I think I'm going in the future just to check it out.
Or maybe you could go to a place where bands that you hate practiced and then if it got fucked up, it would be okay because you didn't like him anyway.
Mikey,
okay,
if you had to pick, would you be a Deadhead or a Juggalo?
Oh, God. I'd have to say Juggalo because I cannot listen to Grateful Dead over and over. Like, I mean, it just sounds like the most terrible thing. I don't really know the Juggalo songs very much, so.
But you know, it's probably better.
It's probably better.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a good question, though.
Thank you. Speaking of...
good song, bad song?
Yeah, little quiz and stuff. Mikey's taking that. We'll do the good song, bad song. You guys ready?
Yes.
And we're going to get theme music someday. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. That's right, folks. It's time for a good song, bad song with John and Nick. This week's band is Dire Straits. Everybody place your bets. Good song or bad song?
God, it's going to be one of like two songs that I can think of, I bet. Either that one or that one.
There's one song that's like guaranteed good song, but I think I got to go bad song on this one.
It's going to be bad.
I'm going to say good again. God, I've got too much faith in John. I need to back myself down. Okay. He hasn't said bad song in a while, you guys.
Any other contestants back there?
Do you want to say good song or bad song for Dire Straits? Do you even know a Dire Straits song?
We're doing Dire Straits. It's going to be a good song.
I couldn't name one, but I do know.
But is John going to think it's a good song?
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's.
You think
that's
song?
The rub.
Okay, Stoat says good song.
You never know with John.
I'm going bad song.
All right, let's check it out.
Good song, bad song.
Here we go, Nick.
What do you think?
Okay, Dire Straits, Souls in the Swing. Honestly, this is not a good song.
What?
It's not a good song. Okay, first of all, it's patched together from cliches. Like, every piece of it's been done before. And even the vocals, it sounds like he's doing a Bob Dylan impression. He's like, I just think that this is the kind of music you make when you're trying to... It's like Nickelback music. You're trying to take a little piece of everything and make money off of it.
Well, there you have it, folks.
These are getting good.
Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing. Bad song.
God, I was so wrong.
Holy
that
shit.
Was when I said it's either this song or that song. That was the that song that I was thinking of, and I was thinking that's kind of. I was thinking that's a good song. It's got a great hook. It's got decent lyrics. I like the way he toys with the way he sings the lines.
The guitar playing
totally
is masterful.
It's fucking incredible.
The guitar
but
does sound really good.
What does bother me is that it is not a swing song, and they're the Sultans of Swing.
Mm.
That's always bugged me.
If it was the other
it sounds
Dire
nothing
Straits
like swing.
Song. I think it would have been a good song.
Money for Nothing?
Yeah. The one that the was crazy, the other one.
The one with the crazy guitar in the beginning?
Yeah. That's Money for Nothing.
Yeah. All
okay,
right.
I lost.
There you go. There you have
Wait,
it.
Mikey still lost too. Yeah, you said good song, right? Yeah. We suck. Sorry, guys.
Were you the only one who won, Patrick?
I think so.
Yeah, Patrick said bad
Man.
Song. Well, Patrick, you get a sticker.
Thanks.
Or a lollipop.
John faked us out.
I got
out.
Some nosebone stickers. I'll give you one of those.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
But yeah, let's say we got one more song for the end of the show. Mikey, you want to tell them about your upcoming shows with Nosebone again, and then maybe tell them about the big event where you're throwing?
Yeah.
Big event.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned it a couple weeks ago, like that we were going to be doing a benefit for special needs caregivers and
the
Friends of P Show.
Yeah. Okay. So we've been trying to, we've had this idea for a bit, putting together a benefit show for special needs in some kind of creative way, right? And what we want to do is give the special ed classrooms, like three of them in Reno, a chunk of money. Like our goal is $500 each class.
Okay.
And more if we can. But then also we wanted to raise funds for gift certificates and gift cards for like service type caregiving, self-care type of things like massage, get your hair done, get your nails done, mani-pedi, spa day, whatever. Something along those lines. So we're going to try to raise some good quality gift certificates. Like the goal for that is trying to raise money for like 10 good gift certificates. And then we wanted to give those to like a couple of teachers, a couple of the paras at the school that help take care of the special kids. I don't think that they make much either through Washoe County, and that's a lot of hard work, and they, you want to try to help them not get burnout because what they're doing is really important. And then like, you know, there's also parents too that, you know, they do all these things all the time, for their special kids, like taking them to therapies or to school. And sometimes like everything can feel like a battle, like through the day, and you get tired and you never get a chance to get your hair done or whatever. And we just kind of want to give back to that community and raise some money and some awareness for the special kids. And because if we can help donate to the classrooms, especially, we can help help the kids have better days, help the parents have better days because they enjoy their surroundings and, you know, get more out of their day at school. So our daughter Pauline is autistic, and we're seeing kind of how difficult it is for the teachers to ask for money, you know, from the PTA or and, you know, you have to fill out this and you have to ask this first before the PTA will give you money. And we just thought it'd be nice to give these teachers like a good chunk of money and say whatever you wanted to do
this
with this
for you.
Do it.
No one could stop this from happening, because like the classroom or the some of the parents are like, Well, that doesn't help the entire school, so no, we're going to vote no on that, you know?
Yeah, so they won't vote for it.
They won't vote for what the special kids need because it doesn't affect the entire, you know, student body. And that's not, I mean, we were like, that's so short-sighted, really. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Let us raise some money and make sure the special needs classrooms have the things they need in there, and it's not coming out of the teacher's pocket so much, you know?
Yeah, and maybe we could do one, maybe two of these a year or something.
Sounds great.
Yeah, this is going to be our first one, and it's going to be at Shims on May 30th. The doors are going to be at 4:30, so it's going to start early. It's on a Saturday, and we have some really rad bands that are going to play. We have Rotary Club, the Juveniles, Nosebone, the Glitter Bats, Roxy Collie, One Ton Dooley, and Nacho Bitch.
Dude.
We're going to have an acoustic set by Eric and Aurora Foreman. We're going to have Mind Magic by Zelina, and we're going to have a raffle and a nacho bar, obviously. And a couple other fun things.
Nacho Bitch merch.
Yeah, love that.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. So... come out. It'll be fun.
Right. Yeah, it'll be fun.
And what
Saturday.
Date is this again?
Saturday, May 30th at Shims.
Nice.
And it's for a good cause.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a great club, too. It's big, tall ceilings. You don't feel cramped in there. You know, it's a nice spot.
And is this like all day, all night?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like how Mary Anarchy was, where it's like the bands have short sets and then we just have a back line and then quickly switch in between and have lots of bands and
like 4:30 to 11.
Nice.
30
or 11:30.
Something like that, maybe.
7 hours, yeah.
Fucking rat. And the nacho cheese will be hot like early in the day.
Oh, God. And then it'll be hot all night because once it gets going,
you can't stop it.
It's a scorcher.
That's right.
Rad. Is there anything else going on?
This weekend, we'll come see One Ton Dooley at the Alpine with the snares and Grime Dog and
Grime Dog.
Do the reach around, and it's going to be fun. And you can also do the finger that night and whatever the snares latest dance craze is. We're all going to be doing that.
What are we talking about? Nice.
The show this Saturday at the Alpine. It's a fun, it's like garage band, you know, like high energy rock and roll.
Reach arounds at the Alpine. I got it.
Yeah. The Grime Dog. Has a song called The Reach Around.
And it's great.
It's a dance sensation sweeping the nation.
Remember, get in that pumpkin like you're Cinderella. Get in that pumpkin like you're Cinderella. And do the reach around.
And as an answer or a companion piece, One Ton Dooley wrote The Finger. We're jealous of the reach around, and we thought, well, we got to keep up with the Grime Dog, so we wrote The Finger.
Both of these songs have been recorded here at this studio, so I can play you versions of both of them. They're amazing. Amazing.
That's awesome.
You guys, and if you're not unfortunately, it's the exact same night, but the amazing Evan and at least one other member from all the Aversion Therapy days and some great new people got together and made a new project called King Conga.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. King Conga.
King Conga. And they are playing their first, I think it's their first show, their first official show at Picnic that same day, Saturday, March 28th from 6 to 9. And I've seen like little bits of like pieces of what it's going to be like, but I've never seen the whole thing together. And I'm super excited and I wish that I could.
Really cool poster I saw online. Evan sent me one in the email. Very cool poster.
So, yeah, so that might be really awesome. So I want to check that out.
Yeah, everything Evan's
and it seems like they want to like do a thing where it's like where you don't have to carry around a drum kit. So King Conga, you guys.
Let's wrap this sucker up and put her to bed.
Shout out to the CIA agent who swapped out my segments.
You know,
I'm on to you, dude.
In that dark room with a single light bulb where they were like, let's make it taste like Fruit Loops.
For the Reverend Rory Dowd and Cadillac Kim.
Don't forget the Lord Strice.
The Lord Strice, Dogwater Dick, Myla, the mayor. This has been the Worst Little Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Slowly killing the Americans. What used to be French is slowly killing the Americans. We can't.